Track 5.
Norman.
The way Germans use English words has increased a lot in recent years, I think, especially in the language of marketing, for example, cool or event or image. And then also in other fields, like, for example, computer language, there are many words that have partly no German equivalent, but it's most common to use the English expression anyway. For example, email, URL, keyboard, headset, hard drive, and so on. But then there are also other expressions that have an English meaning, but are used in a different context in German. For example, the word handy is used for a mobile phone in Germany, whereas it is used to say useful in English.
Olga.
For quite a long time, the Soviet Union was cut off from the rest of the world and it was just Russian predominantly. But then as a reaction, last 20 years, it became very popular to use English words. A lot of new words which don't have equivalent in Russian, English words are used for it. Another thing which I noticed, for shop names would be called supermarket because the owner would think it's very trendy to do so. But the last few years, there is a reaction against it. There was a law passed that any shop name should be done in Cyrillic as well as in English, so people can actually read it. And I think it's quite good because there should be some balance. It's nice when cultures mix, and I think it's inevitable then words from different cultures come to Russian. But Russian should be still predominant, I would say. Some people might say there is a danger of too many English words coming into Russian unnecessarily when there is a perfectly good Russian words for it. Training, marketing, manager, of course. In my opinion, there should be a balance. The language itself should develop instead of just blindly borrowing words from different languages.